This podcast is sponsored by Talkspace. You know when you're really stressed or not feeling so great about your life or about yourself? Talking to someone who understands can really help. But who is that person? How do you find them? Where do you even start? Talkspace. Talkspace makes it easy to get the support you need. With Talkspace, you can go online, answer a few questions about your preferences, and be matched with a therapist. And because you'll meet your therapist online, you don't have to take time off work or arrange childcare. You'll meet on your schedule, wherever you feel most at ease. If you're depressed, stressed, struggling with a relationship, or if you want some counseling for you and your partner, or just need a little extra one-on-one support, Talkspace is here for you. Plus, Talkspace works with most major insurers, and most insured members have a $0 copay. No insurance? No problem. Now, get $80 off of your first month with promo code SPACE80 when you go to Talkspace.com. Match with a licensed therapist today at Talkspace.com. Save $80 with code SPACE80 at Talkspace.com.
What are your go-to beers right now? What are some of your favorites?
I'll have a different answer like 2 weeks from now. But last weekend, I did a beer presentation in Wayland, Michigan, on the western side of the state. And I've spent the year, we can talk about that later. I've spent the year going around doing beer presentations, and I make it a point to try to check out the local breweries. And my best friend and I, we had a girls weekend and we went out last weekend and went to Tantric Brewing Company in Allegan. And those beers were excellent. I usually do a flight. When I go to a brewery, I get a flight. I'm drinking an entire like pint of one kind of beer. I can absolutely do it, but I like to have the little samples. So, and if folks aren't familiar with that, a flight is usually 4 to 5 beers, usually anywhere from 4 to 6 ounces. So you're getting about, you know, a pint to maybe 2 bottles or 24 ounces worth. And I had stouts. I got a Mexican lager, which I'm really getting into the Mexican lager. And just really quick background, there's lagers and there's ales. And mostly what you get from a brew pub is an ale, your IPA, your stout, your porter, your Hefeweizen. And they're a little bit maltier, chewier, sometimes you might say, fermented shorter periods of time at warmer temperatures, whereas a lager ferments at colder temperatures for a longer period of time and tend to be crisp and clean and served cold, kind of like if you drink a Labatt or a Miller. Those are lagers, the light straw colored. So I got a Mexican lager, which is a style I very much have been drinking a lot of lately. I got a Pilsner, another type of lager. So I did a flight of mostly Pilsners, like 3 Pilsners and then a light ale. And then I did like, they had a couple different stouts and I think a porter. I usually like stouts. Those tend to be my favorite types of beer. So just a shout out to the Tantric. They're really good food, really great atmosphere. And then we also went to, I'm going to draw a blank. I'll have to look this up. And like, there was another brewery we went to not far from there. And I'll have to look up the name because I'm drawing a blank. So I won't even labor on that. That has been like a recent thing I've gone to. I also have been to Batch Brewing recently, and they are excellent. They are a small brewery in Detroit. Recommend highly to check them out. There, I also had a Mexican lager. So that must be the thing I'm drinking right now, are Mexican lagers and stouts. So from one end of the spectrum to the other.
This just goes to show my ignorance in this field. When you said flight, I was totally thinking like a plane, like you took flights.
See, that's why I said, that's why I'm like, I better say what this is, because if you didn't know, so if you're not going to brew pubs, but I would recommend anyone who's not a huge beer person to do that. If I went to a wine bar, I'm not a wine person at all. I would ask for a flight or samples or something to see what you like. Everyone's not going to like beer. I actually am suspect of people who are like, oh, you just haven't tried the right one. You're going to like it. I mean, you may not. I mean, I'll be honest. I haven't liked most wines that I've tried. And that's okay. And there's some people who just don't like beer, and that's okay. I mean, if you're open to trying it, I'm open to trying wines. I'm not really a fan of a lot of them. But with beer, there is probably, like with wines, there's a huge palette of what and a huge spectrum of what you can get.